All right, welcome to the first podcast of Tactics with Taters for Teamfight, Teamfight Tactics for the new league game. We're going to be talking a little bit about what exactly it is, why it's so popular, and some of the bigger concepts about the game. Big pre-heads up, if you are interested on how to play the game and haven't played any auto chess genres, make sure to look at my YouTube at Mugsy342. I'm going to have a lot of guides and tutorials on what exactly the game is in more tutorial type aspects. These podcasts are mainly going to grab into bigger concepts, how it fits in the industry, and weekly patches as it goes down. But yeah, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm Mugsy, and this is Maternus. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. I'm Daniel. I also play TFT, and I'm excited to go over just the general aspects of TFT and what makes it entertaining, strategical, and replayable.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and just dive right in. So first question being, what is Teamfight Tactics in a nutshell? Go ahead and get started.
Yeah, so like Teamfight Tactics is basically your typical auto battler. So if you have any familiarity with Dota's version, whether it be Auto Chess or Underworld, you have units that you build up, and one unit builds up into two, and nine of a particular unit will build into a three-star unit, and they have various synergies, origins, ways that they can interact with other units you can get as you progress further in the game. And you basically build an army that revolves around either origins, synergies, or both. And your goal is to beat any of the other seven people in the game. And you fight random people every round. Built in, you have item rounds where you fight AI controlled things. So in TFT, it's Krugs or Raptors or Wolves, Dragons, Rift Herald, etc. And they have chances to drop items, which can boost particular characters. You can combine items to create better items that would, fill a champion's need or make a champion better. And some of these items, I guess, fit better than others. So, like, if you had a Ranger or a Blade Master, you'd want to put something that increases their attack damage. Or if you had a Mage or an Elementalist or a Sorcerer, you'd want to increase their ability power or their mana in general. And basically, the whole point of the game is to keep your health bar as high as you can while maintaining a lot of the other aspects of the game, whether that be your gold income, your board state, your bench, etc. But we'll be going into that in greater detail. But yeah, that's pretty much the game in a nutshell. And yeah, I mean, obviously we're going to be talking about economy, synergy, stuff like that in more detail.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So if for those who tend to play a lot of other games, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with League of Legends, which is obviously same company, same game basis. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Hearthstone, if not Magic the Gathering. It's basically the combination of those. So imagine a MOBA. You are controlling the team. It's individual based, no teammates, with RNG, randomness aspects of card games. And we'll kind of pivot into that right now. In terms of Teamfight Tactics and what it borrows. So for Hearthstone, it's the RNG randomness aspect, but get rid of the pay to winness. Get rid of having to, pre-buy all these cards and build these decks before you go in. Everybody's on the same exact field as the game starts. It stays within the game. After the game's over, you're not getting anything extra for the next game. You're never a step up in terms of that. So the game is in itself, and that's what's so different from these card games, and what really is making it so intriguing is this RNG aspect and this really fairness aspect especially as they continue to balance the game, because anybody can do anything. And so it's just very intriguing, and they've built upon different aspects from other auto chesses like Dota Underlords, and added their own twist, and already having the familiarity of League of Legends, since, you know, they've made millions and millions of dollars and been one of the most profitable and played games on PC and frankly within the whole video game industry for years now. Having familiarity with those characters only helps their popularity. So it really pulls all the positive aspects of Hearthstone, all the positive aspects of League and Dota and that kind of thing, and just kind of combines them into this very, you know, balanced, unbroken type of just base game for itself. If there's anything you want to add on that.
Yeah, I mean, the game is really replayable. And, you know, you're very rarely going to have games where if you go in, you get sixth place, and this guy just, you're playing as someone that has, you know, some stacked team. If you go back into the next game, it's very unlikely you're going to play something of the exact same caliber. Now, is that to say you'll not get sixth, or I don't know. I mean, that's kind of just how you play the game. But, you know, the fact that almost every game is going to, at least for now, I mean, obviously you're going to have more popular builds and popular goals for other players to go for, but, you know, I've probably put in 60 hours or so since it released. Very rarely are you going to go into games where you're going to play the same thing over and over again, and you're very rarely going to be going for the same thing over and over again. So that's what's really nice about it. Obviously, just to touch on kind of what you were saying with Hearthstone, it's got the RNG basis, but it's also giving you a lot more control, because obviously with Hearthstone, you get to create your deck, and then you have no control over the card that you draw. And yes, I mean, there's an element of that in TFT. You don't have any control over the units that are, you know, like put in front of you every round, but you are given an opportunity, if you'd like, to spend some of your gold to change that, like get yourself five new characters. And you can do that as many times as you want, as long as you have gold. I think that's something that's really, you know, I guess eye-catching or like more entertaining, and it gives the player more control. And then obviously Riot, at least in my opinion, has had a lot more success with the MOBA over Dota. It's almost always been more popular than Dota. Absolutely. So it's definitely capitalizing on a more known and I guess known and played and almost, I guess, like respected, like, champion base. Like more people know League characters and champions than Dota, and, you know, obviously that factor in, if you're coming from League, you're going to have a favorite unit or a favorite champion or at least a favorite faction, and being able to come in and, you know, play with those units definitely, you know, draws that player base and just, I think, a larger audience than the Dota auto chess version did, you know, maybe a few months ago.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, as we talk about, you know, the popularity and, you know, how it's diving off League, it's very interesting to watch, because on Twitch it's exploded and it's easily top 10 every single day. Frankly, it's within top 3. So it's overtaking games that are established, like even Apex, and bringing in streamers from every corner, whether it's from League, which is expected, from random games as the popularity comes, because a lot of streamers do tend to stay unpopular. But the key thing, and what's really surprising, is it's bringing streamers who are still top streamers in games such as Hearthstone. I mean, it's straight up taking them right out. And these streamers are, some of them are still under contract, so they're restricted in terms of tournaments and some content. But a lot of them, like Disguised Toast and a lot of these people out there, have been dedicated, profitable Hearthstone streamers and Magic the Gathering players. So it's very interesting to see how big of an impact it had, just even outside of just the League community. You know, what kind of thoughts have played into why is it so crazy popular all of a sudden? Even considering the League aspect and link.
I mean, certainly I mean, the way the reason I play the game, the reason I've kind of like went from a more priority, I guess, Summoner's Rift League player to more of a TFT player, at least for the time being, is because I enjoy strategy games, but I also didn't really enjoy Hearthstone or Magic the Gathering because any deck I created, it would be awesome to play for, a month to 2 months until it was either circulated out of, ability to play because there's new expansions, or it's played so commonly for like a couple weeks in like on streams or in the professional scene, and then someone is makes a grind a groundbreaking discovery and finds a way to counter your deck, and then all of a sudden that becomes meta. So I mean, the fact that this game has a level playing field every time you go in, and allows really any kind of player to jump in, learn the strategy, and through repetition and practice, become, diamond, grandmaster, challenger, assuming, however much time you're going to spend to the game. I think that pulled a lot of the like strategy people like myself into it. And then obviously, I think the reason why some of the people that have been streaming League so popularly, take for instance Yasuo or Mo, I think Pokey. I mean, Pokey's more variety now, but she does play League fairly often. And why and Skara, and why they're kind of drifting toward TFT, I think it's because they're sick and tired of playing League of Legends because they have four other people on their team that can literally int them on stream, can ruin their game just because they want attention. And that's obviously like regular players that play ranked like myself don't have that pressure, don't have that constant thing going. Obviously, like no one's gonna int me because I'm on stream or something, because I don't have viewers, I rarely stream. But there is still that thing where like you go into a ranked game and you're like, wow, I've got I can play really, really well in my ranked game, and I can still lose because the other four people in the game can, throw the game for me. And that balances with I enjoy the teamwork aspect of League, but at the same time, you have to balance that with, does my rank, or does it even feel valid because I feel like I'm a better player or I'm a worse player or whatever based on whatever team. Teamfight Tactics, it is you and RNG. That's literally all it is. So the rank is probably way more reflective of your skill and your understanding of the game than League is.
No, absolutely. And there's a whole nother dynamic that, I mean, has been not only in the video games industry for years, but specifically League of Legends, and they've for years been trying to combat it and work different ways with tribunals, and it's toxicity. And frankly, people like Donkey have left, controversial or not, but he used to be the biggest League of Legends streamer, and now he does no content for it. And it had to do with that teamwork, which just leads to the toxicity and the inting and the trolling, and it's just all these negative aspects on a team-based game. Even if you have a full, five-man team, you still are throwing frustration at each other. It's still, it's not independent, and that's a whole thing that you don't have any toxicity in Teamfight Tactics, really, for the most part. If there is anything, it's your own anger problems, because it's all you. It's literally all dependent on you and your skill. And obviously there's going to be different things, just like every other RNG game, that sometimes things aren't quite as balanced as they should be, but it's the toxicity is just so much lower, and it's just more enjoyable to play. You can not have to, rage off the game. It's so different, and I think it's a perfect direction for what MOBAs should strive towards, and what really consumers want that are playing both the card games and the MOBAs. You just get tired of being disappointed by your own video games. You want to relax, not necessarily get upset. So it's a whole nother thing, and I really do, you know, as much as I have had my problems with Riot in the past, I do commend them for striving towards this, even if it was the what looked like the popular thing to do, because they have really done a lot of things to set this game up not only as a not toxic game, and it's just well built. Like they really put thought into it, and they improved upon what was already existing in a lot of ways. Whether it's, you know, making sure that the essential basics are in there, like, you know, upgrading your character, different tiered characters, items, which I know they're still working on, but then adding in the carousel rounds and a little, you know, non-RNG with the RNG, and this whole, you know, the class system is so much stronger in this than any of the other auto chesses. And just so much more personalized and deeper. So it's Riot has done a great job. And I've loved what they've done. What are your thoughts on how Riot's handled it in its first few weeks?
Well, I mean, obviously the game's beta. It's just came out. Riot has hyped it for about 2 weeks. Got the word out, kind of got, I guess, its player base excited for this game. And they didn't shove it down anybody's throat either. I mean, it was just on the homepage of the client. So you opened up, played some Summoner's Rift, and you're like, oh yeah, you know, this comes out in a couple weeks. I'll give it a try. You know, obviously you look at PBEQ times, NAQ times, EUQ times, name the region when it came out, there were plus like 70 to 80 minutes.
Yeah.
And people were sitting through 75, 80 minute queues to play this game. That speaks, you know, for me enough of how Riot made the game. And obviously when I played it for the first time, I was like, yeah, I'll sit through an hour queue to play this game again. I'll just like watch some TV or like do something while it's, you know, queuing, and I'll just play the game. Again, people make fun of Riot. I think justifiably so. It's shocking how bad their balance team is in League, in my opinion. What's crazy is like they've done this before TFT was out. Like the only game they had to deal with is League, and they still had like very insane broken things left untouched for a very long times in patches. But you know, they've, I think, taken a step forward and made TFT very playable. Not broken, I would say, right now. There are some things that are crazy that have been discovered recently that have kind of like broke the game a little bit. But, you know, Riot's, I think, again, done a good job looking at that and looking forward to how to fix that in the future. Definitely more than they do with League on like a 2 week patch basis. The only thing I'll say that might be a negative is since this game has come out, it is insane. Like, we thought Riot was bad at patching regular League before TFT came out. Now that TFT's out, it is insane how bad Summoner's Rift is right now. And I don't know, like, I understand Riot's not the largest company, but, you know, certainly you still have a League balance team, and the fact that, like, nothing's getting done on that is a little bit shocking, considering how played League still is.
Absolutely.
But like, I still think, you know, strictly TFT, they've done a good job with a beta auto battler coming out in a playable state and looking to make a ranked version, hopefully releasing next week. Which will, you know, obviously that we'll be able to see more of, you know, what they've been doing and what they've learned from PBE experiments. And I guess from the player base itself, from, you know, what they've experienced playing either on a regional server or PBE. But I mean, overall, I'd say they did a fairly good job on this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I it surprised me, honestly, because they've been very patchy and sometimes unethical, both in their game development and their company development. But it's like they just kind of just turned and focused on this. And I'm really, really hoping for the future that they keep the focus. You know, having ranked out this early, awesome idea. I'm so glad that they didn't prolong that. They didn't think that they needed to beta test the beta. And they just are getting it out there so players can enjoy it and it can keep it, keep the hype going and, you know, add a whole nother dynamic. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that I'm hoping they do, that I kind of want to get into. You know, ranked is great. You know, eventually, obviously, I do understand it's beta, so patches and balancing things is a lot trickier than what, you know, the game's going to be at a year from now. But there are things that I see that they're doing. You know, they're coming out with Twisted Fate next week alongside the ranked, so they're already going to add Pirate and a Sorcerer. And so adding those characters, adding those classes. But even more than that, I'd love for them to just make it so meta is never what it is in Hearthstone or all these other games, because frankly, meta kills those games. It kills all of it, makes Professional League just look kind of drab after a few years in, and then it makes it so new players can't actually get in and be creative. It just kills creativity. And you know, I will give respect to Gwent out of the card games. I think Gwent has the least problem with meta, but it's still a problem on all of them. And because it's so early, I can't confidently say that there's not going to be a problem. But I really, meta's like huge problem I hope they avoid.
Yeah. And also Gwent, for anyone that's listening and doesn't know what that is, I believe, the Witcher card game.
Yes.
So, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I really hope they keep doing that, and I already know they're probably going to do what Hearthstone and Magic do with seasons. But I hope they do it in a twist. I really hope it's not this whole concept that you have to have base champions and base card, a base set. I hope they don't cling to that. I know they haven't talked too much about it, and they've just hinted at what future content's going to be. But I would love the game to, when they say it changes every season, to really change every season. And just completely make classes, you know, some classes maybe not even be in it, some classes be a lot harder. New classes come in, new origins, you know, expand the game. Because obviously you can't have, you know, an outrageous number of champions in the same format, because then nobody's going to get silvers or golds. They're not going to get these upgraded characters. But to change the game and keep it always fresh is another thing that I really hope they take a risk and they just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, from what I've read is, like, currently Summoner's Rift ranked is split up into what they call splits. So you have three splits, per se. And during a calendar year. So there's a calendar year ranked season. So I think this past ranked season opened in mid-January, and it's going to, I think, end in like mid to late October, I believe. So it's like a 10-month process for Summoner's Rift. And what they've said is TFT is looking to kind of piggyback off this, in the sense that Summoner's Rift has three splits. TFT is going to be, for Riot at least, a more fast-paced thing, where each season of ranked TFT is in line with every ranked split in Summoner's Rift. So you have three ranked seasons a calendar year in TFT, and kind of what you were hinting at, obviously the base set right now I think is like 50 champions, with TFT to be 51. I mean, with Twisted Fate, it'll be 51. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping this game doesn't try to keep every unit in at all times, and it could really change and really be interesting if this first ranked like season they do it either from like now until October or now until like midway through the third split. I don't know how long this particular season of ranked, this beta ranked period is going to be, but after this, like when they re-release ranked for TFT, if they just like flipped it on its head, like half the champions that you played with are still in, but they've added like 25 new or something
Yeah.
like that, and have kind of like, you still have a familiarity, like you've obviously played with some of these champions before, but now there's 25 other champions you have to incorporate and see how they work together and see their synergies and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
Because what could really hurt this game is if they rely on the 50 that they've made and just like release a champion like
Yeah.
every split or something. That's that to me, like, yes, TFT is still fun with the 50 champions thing, but you can only be so fun for so long with the same amount of champions and the same
Absolutely.
champions.
Absolutely.
So obviously if you made like if next year, if there's a podcast out next year and we're talking about a 55 champion pool with five different champions than what we're talking about right now, that's a shame. Like Riot has definitely dropped
Yes.
the ball there. But yeah, I mean, I'm totally in agreement that I do think Riot has to be careful with that. Like, I still think there should be some familiarity for the players. So not a complete revamp of like losing the entire 50 champion pool and then a new 50 champion pool. I mean, I think it could work, but I do think Riot should err on the side of some familiarity to some degree, but incorporating freshness at least every calendar year, if not every ranked season for
Yeah,
TFT.
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's, you gotta do it. It's, part of the reason why Magic is, even though it's so old, it's actually kept up against Hearthstone is because it does these seasons and the updates, and it takes risks every single year by just changing so much potentially. And Hearthstone, they're starting to lean towards it among all their other problems, but they started to realize, wait, the base set doesn't really need to be this big. Like,
Yeah.
we can really experiment and do a lot more things. They just were late to the game with that, and now they've really lost on a lot of aspects. But absolutely, I really hope that they start pushing. But on a whole, other aspect of future, a lot of different games are starting to go, how many times we've heard re-releases on different platforms, and whether it's Halo or Switch games coming out on mobile or all other games going towards Switch, it's a whole thing. People want to play these games on a ton of different platforms. And in the past, League of Legends has That's like impossible. You can't play League of Legends on, can't play it on a mobile. You can't play it on,
A console.
even a tablet. You definitely can't play it on a console. It is a mouse and keyboard game. However, Teamfight Tactics is totally different, and it adds a whole new thing where, most of the game I'm using a mouse. I hardly touch my keyboard unless I'm just being lazy, or doing emotes or something. But
Yeah.
It's a whole nother thing where is Riot potentially going to go towards new platforms now, or are they going to keep it towards PC?
I think Riot would be missing a huge opportunity to cater to more of a, even if it's not mobile first, TFT is one of those things that I feel like can more easily be played outside of a PC setting. You were mentioning the Switch, that's an option. Obviously I expect, honestly, I'm expecting Microsoft and or Sony to be coming out with something to rival the Switch fairly soon. Because the Switch kind of has its own, it's almost got a monopoly on like the duality part of video gaming right now, where you can set it up on a TV and you can just take it in your bag or whatever and play it on the go. I think, Nintendo did a really good job. They did it with the Wii 10, 15 years ago. They're doing it with the Switch now. They've like really kind of like set a wave in the gaming world, and like forcing people to respond to it. I think Riot should take advantage to some degree on some console. Not console, some other platform. I do think PCs are becoming more mobile, which I think helps, yeah. Riot. So, like, obviously, being a college student, you can take your PC about anywhere on campus and play whatever. And especially now with TFT, it's, like, very easy to play. Heck, I could probably play TFT in my college class if I really wanted to, and it really wouldn't, like, I was doing much of anything on my computer. But at the same time, I think Riot could very well go to something like a Switch or something that maybe released in the future from Sony or Microsoft that rivals the Switch. And from there, kind of like you almost use that as a testing ground to see if this game is fit for mobile, for like phones or something. And if it is, then obviously you can progress and even get it to a phone version. Obviously you have other challenges of like, can this game be played cross-platform? Should PC players be queuing up with Switch players and phone players? I don't know. That's a question they'll have to answer, you know, for themselves. But I mean, obviously, I think there's a market for it, and I think like I would definitely download it on my phone because I obviously can't take my PC everywhere, and it's not like I just want to play this game my entire life. But like, if I'm ever bored and I have nothing to do and have my phone and can't use my laptop, then yeah, I'd probably pop a game or two. I think Riot could take this opportunity, so obviously it's one that they can build off of, but I don't think it's one they have to. I think League has a big enough PC audience to where it's not a must, but it could definitely be a plus, I guess, for the company.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could definitely, you know, obviously it's still a mouse game right now, but you know, so many games have gone console to PC, PC to console, and it's interesting, you know, maybe this is Riot's first venture into it, and they start becoming a bigger brand than just what League is, and become a, you know, a real publisher in a studio instead of just one game developer. Granted, they're making plenty of money doing the one game developer thing, but it's a very interesting, and it's a risk that I am glad that they have taken. But on the flip side, you know, seeing how popular TFT is and how just them changing it a little bit and being on a fresh platform is overcome, you know, granted, Auto Chess and Dota Underlords were popular, but they were not Teamfight Tactics. They did not explode. They were not pulling streamers from other games, you know, causing contracts over and all this stuff. You know, Teamfight Tactics has become a, hopefully not a phase, but a real thing, you know, that even Hearthstone couldn't do, in terms of how much Twitch viewership they're having. So what happens when companies such as Bethesda, as CD Projekt Red, as Microsoft, as Sony, as a lot of these companies that have made card games and have made, you know, advances towards new genres, do you think some of these other companies will tackle this?
I mean, certainly it's a possibility. I mean, I mean, obviously you mentioned Bethesda or Sony, or, you know, take your pick. I just don't know if the lore or the pool, or I guess the draw of those companies have what Riot does, yeah, in a sense. I think they could experiment with some kind of like auto strategy battler kind of knockoff or like spinoff. But in the sense of we know it right now, it feels like only like companies that have a developed MOBA like champion pool or like a developed character set that is big enough,
yeah,
can really tackle this. So like, honest to goodness, like I think Disney or like something like that, I mean obviously Disney isn't a huge like gaming,
yeah,
company, but like when I think of like somebody, a company that has a pool of characters that have a draw that rivals something like League or something like that, or is as universal as league, like Disney pops up. Like, obviously you don't think of Mickey Mouse as like a sorcerer or something, but like they could obviously mess around with that and probably make some kind of like child friendly Autobather.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really interesting to see what Disney could do with it. But like, I don't know if very many companies have the tools to do it right now, and definitely not to rival TFT at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, a few years in the road when like TFT down the road when TFT is more established, I guess, and when the hype is gone necessarily from TFT, the like opening hype, I think companies could try to make a plan now to start striving for a pool and getting the draw from consumers, and then release something later down the line. But I don't see TFT being challenged
really
for like an auto battler.
Yeah.
For a while, at least like a year and a half to 2 years.
Well, the Disney thing is very interesting because, you know, obviously Disney owns Marvel, so there's so many.
Yeah.
Disney can go their properties with, you know, whether it's the princesses, the, you know, Mickey Mouse, you all that stuff, like Kingdom Hearts type of gameplay, or they could go straight Marvel, you know, stick Ultimate Alliance but in an auto battler form. I definitely could see that in terms of champions. But there is one company that pops out to me when I think about companies that might be a little jealous of League of Legends, and that would be Blizzard, mainly because Blizzard is the start of what mobile was, except they didn't make any of the money. But, you know, MOBA started as a mod off of Warcraft 3. And so, as we watched over the years, obviously Blizzard has StarCraft and World of Warcraft and Warcraft and Diablo as themselves. But Overwatch was a direct... It took a few years, but it was a Team Fortress upgraded. And that exploded, and it caused a wave. And then there's Heroes of the Storm, which they quickly tried to get out there. Did it work? Probably not. I think it has to do with the fundamentals. But Blizzard, especially in their condition now, with they hardly develop anything because they're canceling everything and they're in a horrible PR spot. Could you see them, just because of how poor Heroes of the Storm is, they're actually derailing the competitive side of it already? Could you see them just flip Heroes of the Storm into an auto battler?
Man, I think it's possible. I mean, obviously, I guess it's kind of a meme, but it looks like Riot's like taken the MOBA from Blizzard and have now taken like the RNG, auto from Blizzard. Because I mean, I don't know anyone that would rather play Hearthstone over TFT right now, except like really, really committed Hearthstone players that have like a bunch of money invested in the game, and even some of those are switching over to something like TFT. To your question, I mean, certainly they could. I mean, I don't think that would be, I don't know. Like, obviously the game is kind of in a weird spot anyway right now. And like, I don't know how much they want to like, quote, respect their player base or like respect their fan base for that game.
Yeah.
But if I was a fan, like if Riot, like I'm trying to make a comparison, like if Riot took Summoner's Rift regular league and said, let's make just TFT and now Riot Games is just TFT, I would be kind of insulted.
Yeah.
As a player of regular league. So I mean, obviously, I mean, that's kind of where Blizzard has to like weigh the options of doing that. I mean, I think it would just be way smarter to just look at Hearthstone as the card game and try to develop from Hearthstone some kind of like thing off of Hearthstone, like a whole nother thing, and not derail maybe not your most popular game, but a game that has, you know, probably obviously players of that game and probably players that play other Blizzard games. And you don't want to piss people like that off.
Yeah.
That are following your company and maybe just following that game in general. So I mean, is it possible? Yes. Would I do it if I was in charge of Blizzard? No. I would again try to like build off of Hearthstone, the lore of Hearthstone potentially, and I guess like maybe beta test a mode in Hearthstone that rivals TFT, and see how it goes from there, and then see if it's worthy of just being a mode in Hearthstone or if it's worthy of like developing into its own game.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's wraps on our industry overview of Teamfight Tactics.
Yeah, I mean, probably a little bit longer than we thought it was going to go, but I mean, I think we brought up some good points.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of good points. I'm very excited to see, you know, next huge patch coming out this week. Not confirmed, but rumored, 17th. We'll get ranked. We'll get Twisted Fate. We'll get a lot of balancing. New item mechanics. A lot of it is kind of tenuous on terms of mechanic changes because they're going through so much on PvE. It's changing literally every day. But I'm very excited. So the next time we'll be doing a podcast, we'll be talking about the new patch.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, some of the strategy and, like, I guess things that, like, a new player, beginning player, or even a player that has put, you know, 10, 20 hours into the game can, like, things that you need to be thinking about as the game progresses and things that you should be looking to do or how you should, you know, balance your decisions as the game progresses, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. I'm very excited. I think Teamfight's got a lot of new potential and excited to keep talking about making content. So
yeah.
I want to thank you, Daniel, for joining on.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be back next week after the patch, probably directly 7 days after now. We'll talk about more strategy like Daniel's talking about and what the patch is, what's changed, try to keep you updated and really dive into what you should be thinking as a mindset. Make sure to watch me on Twitch if you want to see some gameplay and stay up to date on that. I usually try to stream every night or every other night during the day and at night. So just be sure to cop on there, follow me, see me pop up, just say hello. I'll be interacting. And then also you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. And you can see the updates on what content I'm creating. And make sure if you're new or even if you're, you know, into it a few hours, follow my YouTube and see some of that gameplay and more importantly the guide, so you can really step up and change how you look at the game and how you build your comps and how you understand it, because frankly this is a game of knowledge on the first half and the second half is how you use it. So definitely building your knowledge is very important. So all platforms are Mugsy342. So just find me there and we will be here next week. Thank you very much.
See ya.